Third different in a row. Still with technical difficulties. But hey, welcome to the Northernist Podcast. We are two sisters in fiber, sisters in laws. We've never decided. We are two sisters who do something, and I'm looking here and the camera's there.
It is.
Every time.
Every time the camera's on my side. Just look at my beautiful face. And no, I'm kidding.
I'm Jocelyn. My co-host is
Diana.
And today, hopefully, we will get another episode recorded. Getting them out has proven difficult. And I'm not entirely sure if it's the gremlins in the machine or the fact that I'm actually a history major, not a technology major, and I've been doing the tech work for the last couple of weeks. So,
We'll work out a system.
We will figure it out, but we are on YouTube, and we are still an audio podcast. So welcome to episode 49?
49.
Yes,
because we're almost at a year.
We'll be at a year next month.
Yeah.
And we should hit 50 at the end of the... Yeah, because we got one more week in February.
Technically, 51 is a year because we had the convention recap episode
that's right.
That we didn't number.
Yeah, which we didn't number, but that's okay. We're getting closer to 52, so we've almost got a full year. So if you want to see the backlog, that is on the northernknits.com.
Northernknitspodcast.com.
Gah, see, this is why I don't do the tech.
Northernknitspodcast.com.
.com. We have a website. Go there. It has lots of stuff. Links you to things. Does all sorts of stuff. We just finally finished setting up an affiliate link. We're super official podcasters now. We
Very
have
official.
Links, folks.
We're going to link things with our affiliate link.
And by we mean Diana. Jocelyn doesn't link things. Jocelyn knits. We got this all figured out. I'm sorry, I've run into migraines, so my hair is down today. It's going to just change all the time because it's driving me nuts, but I can't pull it back for any length of time. It's a thing. All right, we're recording a little bit late, but shall we start with what's in our cup?
We should. Well, I kind of finished what's in my cup. I did have in my cup, Starbucks white chocolate mocha. Now I have water.
I'm sorry, we had to have lunch before we podcasted?
Yeah.
I reheated my coffee because I wasn't done. I just have a regular vanilla latte with an extra shot of vanilla with coconut milk. Because dairy.
Dairy is wonderful. What are you talking about?
Mm-mm. Dairy is an evil, mean thing that upsets my stomach. I get to work on stuff. I don't like podcasting without having stuff to work on.
Cool threads.
What were we wearing this week?
So many things.
Not so many things. Started school. My whole life is working on a computer at home doing my schoolwork.
I'm not used to having dangly earrings and it's making my neck itchy. Maybe I shouldn't have worn these.
You're the one who wore
them. I'm just going forward so I can read my notes.
Sure.
What have I been
memory. I'm not sure why I write show notes.
So I, of course, have been wearing the Lindsay slouch and the sock head slouch and the socks that match the sock head slouch.
I'm wearing the socks that match the sock head slouch.
I know, there's so many socks.
They're on my feet right now.
I wore the rainbow side shawl, and then I decided that should have a wash, so I switched out for the textured triangle shawl. Which, if I was intelligent, I would have brought in from the other room. But it's in the other room right now, so that's too bad.
We got a shawl behind this. We're good.
And the Bloomsbury mitts and the Wonder Woman shawl. Still living at work. Still getting worn. Well, the shawl... My chair wears the shawl. I wear the mittens every day. Everybody knows they're my mittens. I can leave them with my computer in, like, the main common area, and everybody knows that's my computer with my mittens.
Wow.
I'm known for my mittens. I also wore the cat hat that Jocelyn knit me for Christmas.
I also wore my cat hat that I knit for myself last year for the Women's March. Still making those cat hats.
They're good hats. I really like them.
They're people a really good hat.
People look at me so funny when I wear it.
And you forget because it just fits like a regular hat. So you're like, why are they? Oh, right, there's ears on top of my head. That's what they're staring at.
Oh, so on the bus here to come here yesterday,
oh, yeah.
There's me and my cat hat. But then there's Chris in his grandfather's World War II greatcoat with his new steampunk sunglasses.
Oh my god, you two would have looked ridiculous.
He got so many strange looks from the old ladies on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
And then they turned, when they finally stopped staring at him, they turned around and saw me and like, I did, what? And they just like couldn't process us. It was really funny. It brought me joy.
I go walk out with my partner all the time, which is really only funny when I'm walking around with my mittens at minus 20 Celsius, shoved in my pockets, my hat in my naked hand, my cane out in front of me, and my coat half undone, and he is hat on, scarf up to here, coat all the way buttoned up, his mittens on, and you're not the only one who looks funny compared to their partner sometimes. I don't know what to tell you. I don't go a lot of places right now. It has literally just been the cat hat when it's been cold enough to wear it, which, I mean, I technically wore it today to go meet you at Safeway to get Starbucks, and I had taken off and I was half the way there. I wear your mitts sometimes when I go to appointments, the ones you made me for Christmas. Other than that, it's the coffee shop shawl. Or I'm in the house, and I really don't need knitwear when I'm in the house.
Except for socks. Always socks.
Well, that's because sometimes my cat attacks me.
Yes. Yes, she does.
And a nice thin pair of house socks, and you're quite temperature controlled. Well, at least I am. I don't know if anybody else is. I really want to put my hair up, but it hurts my head. That's fine. That's the way it works. Okay, so, in an effort to keep things moving, I'm going to talk while doing a make one. This is not going to go well.
Yeah, yeah. So, what are you working on there with your make one?
What am I working on? Shouldn't we start with things I finished? Because I have a finished object.
Oh, yes. Let's start with that.
I finished a thing. I'm so excited. Yesterday, Diana and Christopher and Mr. B were over, and we were playing D&D. Because it is something that we do. For we are very nerdy creatures, and we like it that way. And I've been working on a bind-off, and I've been working on this bind-off for days. I really should have put a progress marker in there so I could see how much progress I made every time I picked it up. There was a lot of stitches, but I finished my Freya shawl by Shannon Cook.
And it's beautiful, and it's over there, and it's blocking.
It is. I have a picture on my phone, and when I'm done my row, I will show the picture on my phone. The Freya shawl, again, by Shannon Cook, is for our happy podcast first arena along. So I am done a month in advance.
Well, look at you.
I really felt like I needed to make up for the fact that I failed doing the My Sister show in a long time. And I'm really not in the mood to do the pillow. So I don't think the pillow's getting done on time either. Though, we still got a couple of weeks, so it might still happen. So I was like, nah, I gotta get something off my needles that has a deadline on it. Other than the socks, which I still have not posted a photo of January socks in. So if you haven't done that yet, you still have time. You might not by the time this goes up, but one can always hope. So I really wanted to get that shawl done, so I've just been hauling butt on that shawl. It helped that the pattern was really easy, because some days when I'm done school, I look at patterns and I don't understand what RC means. So, yeah, a single one-for-one right cable would occasionally cause my brain to go, what?
Can't help it.
Really nice, simple pattern for me to pick up that I could just do right off memory. And it was fine. But I'm going to show you a picture because I did take a photo with my telephone. And I've updated my project page in Ravelry. So I have done that. But I definitely needed to finish something. And I definitely have been running this migraine for more than one day. So concentration is not the highest right now. I don't know how well it's going to show up. Oh, go away. I'll talk to you later. But there. How am I doing? Am I blowing out?
Only slightly. That's pretty good.
So there it goes. The alpaca grew a lot.
As we knew it would.
As we knew it would. So that's why I did a smaller stitch for it. So the pattern called for like a 4.5 millimeter and I did it on a 4 millimeter. And I'm glad I did it on a 4 millimeter because it was over 5 hours for the bind off. I was over 3 hours by the time I got to Friday, and then I put in at least another hour on Friday, and I put in about, like, 40 minutes to an hour on Saturday. And I finished it Saturday night, and it's literally blocking on my kitchen table right now.
Should clarify that it wasn't, like, just a bind-off, there was, like, a whole edging on there, too?
It was a 15-stitch edge detail bind-off. And it was a one-stitch decrease every other row. And I had over 400 stitches on my needle.
So that's 400 extra rows.
That no, beefy.
No, 800 rows.
Yeah.
Every other row.
Yeah.
So it took a few hours.
Not an insignificant bind up.
Just a few hours.
But it's done. That's all that matters.
It is.
And I have a really pretty 100% all natural alpaca cowl shawl thing shawl. Technically, it's a crescent-shaped shawl, but I'm not a small woman, so it might look more cowl-like for me.
It's It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be great. But I finished a thing.
Ha ha! Ha ha!
All right, now that I'm looking at the stuff that I have three other things to talk about. What do you have to talk about?
The sock.
Okay. I'll keep going then.
Okay.
So this
morning...
If I did
fast enough, maybe I'll be done by the time you talk. You're done talking.
Possibly. I talk a lot. This morning I had to cast on something new because, oh my god, life is not complete unless I'm currently working on a shawl. And I didn't want to work on any of the shawls I already have on my needles. We all know I have shawls on my needles. If you don't, oh man, I invite you to go visit my Ravelry page. Or the podcast Ravelry page. We're on Ravelry as Northern Knits Podcast.
Yes.
It's easy to find us. Our symbol is the same everywhere. Logo? The word's logo.
The word is logo.
Logo.
Yeah, we're not a cult. We don't have a symbol.
I'm on pain meds. I'm sorry, guys. I'm doing the best I can. My brain's foggy. I wanted to knit something for fun that I've wanted to do for a coon's age. So.
How long is a coon's age?
I have no idea. I've been saying it for years. I actually don't have a hot clue. How long
does a raccoon live?
And the internet will tell me these things. I have not bothered to Google this.
Hey, Google. How long does a raccoon live?
2 to 3 years.
There you go.
There you go. That's how long a coon's age is.
So this has actually been like half a coon's age since I've... or got a quarter of a coon's age in actual technicality. I wanted to do the Jody and Tracy shawls, which are designed by Jorge Locatelli for the Grocery Girls, who I'm an avid follower on YouTube of because they are amazing and...
You need to be friends. You're meaning crazy fangirl?
Super fangirl. No, I'm not a super fangirl. But definitely a fangirl. They're great. They're wonderful sounding ladies. And they just want to make you grab a cup of coffee and sit in the kitchen and knit. I think that's perfect. That's exactly how it should be. So I loved the patterns. I love shawls. So I got them. No problem. But I haven't been able to start them. And I really wanted to knit with a couple of skeins of yarns from Ancient Art Yarns. And I thought, fingering weight yarn, fingering weight shawl, clearly they were meant to be together. So I started this morning, when I was arguing with technology again, the Tracy shawl, which is the fingering weight version. Jody's is a worsted weight, so I'm doing the fingering weight first.
I thought Jody's was a DK.
Technically, yes, DK. I'm doing it in a worsted.
Okay.
Because I'm doubling up fingering weight yarn to make it... heavy DK light worsted weight.
Okay.
Because I'm crazy. So I'm throwing my yarn everywhere. Trying to desperately finish my row. So, whatever. It was a simple cast on this morning. I had the yarn. It was already caked, guys. We all knew this was coming. But I am making this shawl out of the two colorways Get Off My Lawn from Ancient Arts Yarn. Because it's an amazing colorway. And I'm going to momentarily, here when I'm done my row, show it to you guys. And the color Hearthside. Now, the original pattern was done in a single color, but I like having color stripes. If you can't tell from the shawl behind us on the couch, a fan of the color stripe. So I'm going to do the solid in the Get Off Your Lawn, which is a speckled, and the lace pattern in the Hearthside, which is a kind of burnt orangey pumpkin color. These are very Jocelyn colors.
Very much. You almost done that row. You need to show these things off.
Listen, I have one more stitch.
Knit faster.
Says the lady who only has a sock.
So you know what? I have to be home ever to knit anything else.
This is the Get Off Your Lawn. I'm literally in the first section. I have to have 171 stitches. So I need 85 stitches per side. Because I've got one stitch in the middle. Before I switch colors. So, but this is...
I love how that knits up.
Ugh, it's so freaking pretty! I'm so excited. Super happy with it. I love Ancient Art Yarns. I've always enjoyed knitting with them since the first one. So in the cake, it looks like this. So we've got our white, green, brown. It's a really spring color combo. I just really love the name that they chose for it. And then my lace is going to be in the hearth set, which you can see is that sort of pumpkin-y russet orange color.
Which is going to be a fantastic contrast.
And it's
going
to look so pretty. It's not a complicated lace, but it's definitely a lace piece. So I've been working on that as of 6:30 a.m. this morning. Because I get up early and my cat gets breakfast at 7.
Morning. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to become a morning person.
You know, she woke me up this morning because she knows I have a headache. She lied on my head.
But the purring helps, right?
They think the purring helps because we're deficient and we don't purr.
Yep.
All I know is at 6 this morning I had a cat on top of my head. Thank God she doesn't weigh a lot. Otherwise, this would be complicated. I've also been working. Am I keep going?
Yeah, might as well.
Keep going? Am I to do more? Oh, man. Today is not my day. Good thing Sundays are not writing days for me. English not so good.
Yeah, they're only podcasting days where you still have the English.
Better if we do it in
French or something else.
Wow, okay. Not like, never learned full French. I don't know my own national anthem in one language. I know it in chunks of 3. Thank you, Northwest Territories, for teaching me how to sing O Canada in French, English, and Inuktitut, but not singularly in any one language.
Yeah, so you can only sing it in 3 different languages.
Yes.
You know, there's something very Canadian about that.
That's it. That's all I got. I might be able to sing it in English now, but there's no guarantees on that one. Okay. So for February's sock, for the sock and along we're doing this year, which is Year of the Sock, I decided I wanted to have some house socks to wear around Mr. B's place because it is cold in that house.
Mm-hmm. Always, even in summer.
Oh my god, it's just always freezing. And I've been wearing his moon boots, which they're little booties that you wear if you have to go outside in the middle of the night while winter camping to take care of Mother Nature's business.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're Frank like me, if you gotta pee in the middle of the night, it is cold outside when you camp in winter.
Yeah,
and you want boots. And you don't want your boots, because you're just going outside to pee. You're not gonna be that long. That's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So I've been wearing
your boots are probably outside and frozen.
Yeah, where you can stick booties in the covers of your
sleeping bag.
Thank you. And from there you can warm them up. So, or at least I always did. So I decided I wanted to have my own sort of pair. So I went knee-high, because why go short when you can go bold? And I decided to crochet them, because it could. So here's my knee at the top, and we're working down my leg right now. I'm doing it out of an acrylic, so I can wash the crap out of it and dry it, and it doesn't matter. It means I can leave it at his house, and he'll do it for me. And I don't have to worry about special care instructions or anything. I'm using the Carry-On big cake ball that his mom got me for Christmas. So it's 400 grams of acrylic yarn that I'm going to make knee-high socks out of. I've also never crocheted a pair of socks, and I do love to crochet, so. Seems
I'm looking like forward to seeing that. I've only seen the...
so far it's turning out great. Technically, I stole the cast-on number of stitches from Yarn Utopia and her knee-high sock pattern, but because this is a self-striping colorway, instead of the change colors at the end of the row, I can't follow the pattern she's using.
Right.
The color changes are weird, so it didn't look right, so I had to rip it out, which is fine. I'll make those socks per pattern later. Because I really am enjoying this. So I'm sort of just haphazardly made my own pattern repeat. That's what I'm doing. So it's right. Fine.
That looks good.
It looks good. They'll be nice, dense house socks, which is what I wanted. So... that, and I couldn't bring myself to picking up those small knitting needles again. When you pick up a 4mm size needle and you think, God, these are gargantuan, and you use US 15s every once in a while, something's wrong. Very, very wrong.
But I like the little needles. They fit nicely in my little hands.
No, they just make my hands feel huge. All right, I have one other thing I've done.
Oh, this is pretty speckly stuff again.
Yes. Well, one of us had to participate in Raveletics this year because we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, I'll do a dishcloth because a dishcloth is one of those things that's on the list. So I did a dishcloth. So here's my dishcloth. It's nothing fancy. I haven't even woven in the end yet. Ends yet. I literally finished it Thursday.
It's so good with the speckle, though.
Which is great. This is what's left. You can see my knitting needle sticking out of it. I have made 8 dishcloths out of the Bernat Handcrafter giant cotton yarn. I hand wound it because the thing was getting a little flat. 8. And I still have a hand size worth of cotton yarn. So I could easily get, another three or four out of this?
I'm thinking at least.
At least? So, wow. I got a lot of dishcloths out of one thing of yarn. So I'm kind of excited. These are the knitting needles my grandmother gave me.
Oh, nice.
This is my grandmother's dishcloth pattern, so...
Your grandmother works. Specifically, or just somebody's grandmother on Ravelry?
It's the pattern on Ravelry that I found that was most similar to what my grandmother was describing to me is called my grandmother's favorite dishcloth pattern.
Ah.
And it looks like the dishcloth patterns that my mom likes to buy and my grandmother used to make and likes to buy, so I'm going to go with my grandmother's. Because I think like everybody, it's a free pattern. You knit to, yarn over, knit to end of row. Repeat till you've got 44 stitches. Cast on 4. Then you knit to, yarn over, decrease twice, knit to end of row, till you have 4 stitches, bind off.
That sounds very straightforward.
Oh yeah, super straightforward. And it is. This is a dishcloth that you see at all the farmers markets, craft sales. With the little border, the whole dishcloth.
Yes, I stole one from you that,
I know.
That you made out of some green and blue stuff.
Yes.
It's fantastic. It's my favorite dishcloth.
I love the hand-knit dishcloths. They are just better than store-bought dishcloths. And now I get to say I'm done. I'm out of projects.
Okay. Well, I am working away on my February socks.
I'm going to try to put my hair half up, see if that works. Just ignore me.
Which is a vanilla sock pattern, toe up, with the fish lips kiss heel. And if you give me about a moment, I will finish the stitches that are on this needle here.
There was, Miss D was talking about a Turkish magic cast on.
Oh, yes.
That she liked better than the Judy's Magic Cast On. I think when I do another pair of socks next month, I'm going to try that cast on method and see if I like the variation any more or less.
So I think last week it was somewhere down here, so now I'm up by the cuff, and I have, two or three more rounds and the bind off, and then I will be done with my first February sock.
Ooh, I need to haul butt.
So this is the online super sock. In the forest color self-striping line, I don't know. I'm
really good about my decision.
It's all written in German. It's all written in German or something. I don't know. So, yeah.
Well, you know what that means. You just gotta learn German.
Clearly. No, I just gotta get Mr. B to translate for me. He took German.
Yes, he did. And he would gladly translate for you and then help you with the enunciation so that you do it correctly.
Pshaw!
You have to remember, this is the same Mr. B that was just... describing fourth dimensional geometry to me using three dimensional honeydew melons while we were grocery shopping. And I don't know what looked funnier. The fact that the blind lady was packing up the bananas or that her partner was happily discussing how to cohesively draw a fourth dimensional geometric sphere on a two dimensional D&D mat. I didn't follow the math either, so don't feel bad. I smiled and went, okay.
Yeah, I need visuals for that.
I passed consumer mathematics with the 52 in grade 12. My math teacher was very proud of me. I then proceeded to promise to never take math in university because it is that hard for me. Not that I don't practice. Not that I don't do a lot of math. I just really struggle with base mathematical concepts. I really do always have. And I'm always working at it. But I can budget and do my own taxes. So really, I have life skills. It's fine. And I can add and adjust knitting patterns, sewing patterns.
You can do the important math. I mean, really, how often do you need to know about the four dimensions of honeydew melons?
I don't know.
Episode title.
Yes, actually. Right there. But I did that day, and I don't know nearly enough about geometry. To do that. My brain was like, I don't even understand these words that you're using. I can't balance a chemistry equation, guys.
As I recall, balancing chemistry equations was a lot of guess and check. In high school, anyway, the way they taught it. Oh, I should mention this bag, hey?
You should mention your bag. Yes. Is it your favorite bag?
It is my favorite bag. Mm-hmm. It is the Curse Your Sudden But Inevitable Betrayal bag that I got from Dragon Fiber Bags.
Yeah. She does.
The long strappy thing
it's
that
so
you
put
that thing and
yeah. She makes some pretty sweet bags. She had a Batman bag.
She's got all sorts of stuff.
So cool. That's also where you got your. She's the lady who did the teacup bag that you
yes,
have, isn't it?
Yes, the teacup bag.
Yeah. You're a fan.
I am. Yeah. So whenever I find myself with some extra money. Whenever I have extra money. Whenever
She's getting married this year. Yeah. There's no extra money.
There's no extra money. I want to buy a car, too.
I know. Well, you know, that's why you got your fancy new job.
Oh, the exciting monetary adulting that we were doing yesterday?
Oh, yes! Super necessary monetary adulting, by the way.
Yeah, so scarier than getting married, me and Chris now have a joint account.
It's really important to have each other have your names on your accounts. Here's a depressing set of news. You do this in case of something bad happening. Because you want something to bad happen.
But in case it does.
But in case it does.
Yes.
And he passes away or you pass away. If your names are not on each other's accounts, those accounts, under Canadian law, are locked down until all the legal proceedings from the will are finished. Which can take upwards of a year.
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah, I remember when my grandmother passed away, there was, like, no other signatory on her account, so that happened.
Yep.
It was just a mess for ages.
It's a hot mess. My name's on my parents' accounts, and my parents' names are on my account. Not because I want anything bad to happen, and I certainly would like my parents to live forever. I understand they won't, but I'd like them to. Because for the same sort of statutory reasons. If something bad was to happen, my mom and dad don't want me to be stuck in limbo for that long dealing with stuff. They'd like me to be able to get in to get the money that they've put aside for their funeral arrangements so that I can just get it done and then it's not looming over my head or my partner's head or my sister's head. Though ideally, they outlive me and my niece has to deal with it when she's in her 40s or 50s. She's 11. So that's not how it's going to work. But I can hope. I like my mommy. I like my daddy. I don't want them to get old. They are. Oh, man, dad's getting salt and peppery. Ooh. I forget to look at him every once in a while. I go, dude, you're old. And he goes, I'm almost 60. And I go, dear heavens. How did that happen?
Sorry, I got it's not really showing up on camera, thank goodness, but I've got a nice gray streak right here.
That's fine.
I'm 27 next month. I've got a gray streak.
Is it now or later that we point out that your partner's going bald? It's hair. Who cares? If it bothers you, dye it. If it bothers him, there's stuff for it. If you guys don't care, don't care.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Right, back on track.
This is coming from a girl who dyed it electric blue 2 years ago and then chopped it all off. Probably not the best to take advice from hair on. I'm not attached to mine. Ooh, we should try another section.
We should. I forgot to ask you if you had any spinning or sewing this week.
You didn't, but I did say no.
Okay.
I've been too busy with my schoolwork this week, and a couple of other things and appointments and stuff that have come up, so I've not been able to. I also officially started volunteering for a giant board game convention that happens in November, so I've had a lot of learning curve for that to get up and over this week, so negative, Captain. And I started a D&D group, so I've been world creating. I have not had time. To spin or so speak at all.
Fair enough. Was there any yarn on the go? Did you go anywhere with your yarn?
Not this week, no.
My yarn posed for a picture at my work D&D group.
It did. I posted it on Instagram.
I didn't actually get any knitting done because I was busy taking notes after that. But
it happened.
But it came with me.
Oh, came here yesterday when we were doing D&D here.
D&D, yeah. My other D&D campaign.
She's got three.
Yeah, I play D&D 3 times.
Thankfully, week.
Two are once a month. Yeah, only one is every week.
Yeah, I have two that are once a month, and that's it, so. Yeah, no, I didn't. Unless it's school-based, I haven't really been out doing things.
Yeah.
Not this week, anyway.
I don't know where my weeks go anymore.
Nobody does.
Friday, I'm like, okay, so at work tomorrow, I'm going to do this, that, and that. No, wait, it's Saturday. Oh, it's a long weekend. Weird. I'm so ready to go to work.
It's a thing. It happens. All right, well, we've got no yarn on the go. We're done really working. So what's next?
Jumping right along to... Oh, were there any fiber clubs?
Oh, thank heavens, no.
Yeah, I didn't either. Actually, no, wait. There was one.
Okay.
Yesterday, while we were playing D&D over here.
Yes.
Just over there, in fact. I was working on the ribbing of my sock, and I got to the end of the round, and I'm like, this isn't lining up properly, my knit two, purl two. It's because I did it backwards the entire half row. So I had to tink back the row. Do it again.
I don't do that. I just keep going.
I fixed it. It was like the second round of ribbing too, and I'm like, no.
No.
I will do this right.
I don't do that. Not in ribbing. I'm not a fan of ribbing. And I just did a lot of classic slip stitch ribbing.
Well, whose fault is that?
Mine. I picked the pattern and it looks really pretty. Even the parts where I messed it up and did not tink back. Because I don't care that much.
Fair enough.
Most of my miscounts are because I'm cat training. So in a couple of years when I'm like, oh yeah, that's when I was training the cat not to eat my yarn, eat my food, stick her head in the face in the water cups, chew on cords.
Yeah, she was doing that to me yesterday. Like, get out of my water.
Yeah. No, it's 7 months. We're still training, and we will be until she's a bit older, because it's consistency and habit. Hey, she came when she was called.
Yeah.
Before we were getting ready to record, I closed the door between us and the laundry room so we'd have a bit more quiet. Because again, when you live with a kid, there's always laundry. So she came when I called her so that she'd be on the right side of the door. So.
And she's asleep on your towels in the bathroom now?
Yeah, it's fine. It's nap time.
All right.
Means I can knit in peace. I'll take it.
That means we are on to wool gathering.
We are.
Do you have any wool gathering?
When don't I have wool gathering? Did you know Lockbriar Knits is following this on YouTube?
Hi!
Oh my god! It's amazing! I really want to buy your yarn! I want to buy everybody's yarn.
I just want to buy all the yarn? Build a house out of yarn?
Build a house out of yarn? My god, I'd be squishy. Vacuuming would be a bitch. Yeah, vacuuming would be awful. Let's not do that. However, a giant room with boxes and like stacks of pretty displays of yarn?
Oh, yes. Just lined with those IKEA cube shelves? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. An entire room. Like a yarn library.
Yeah.
Yarn library.
Yep. New life goal.
Yarn library.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Anyway, no, she's got a wonderful little podcast, and she does some amazing dyeings. So I was super excited when I saw that. I was like, oh my gosh. Why? not that I'm going to say don't do it, but why?
I'm always astounded when people apparently listen to us and are not like, what are these two crazy people on about?
Yeah, well, so long as we
Well, they probably are, what are these two crazy people on about, but apparently they find that entertaining.
Sure. Yeah. Question mark? Still can't do a make one. I can make 14 stitch wide cable patterns. I'm making my own garments with no relative difficulties. Can't do a make one.
Sometimes it's the simplest things.
Again, sometimes my brain surf right after school. I don't understand how to do a right cable.
I can't help you.
Oh, nobody can help me at that point. The only other thing is I was watching Up the Cozy Up with the Stitching Sisters, which is another podcast that we follow, a knitting podcast, of sisters out in Alberta. And one of the sisters, Katie, her daughter's really sick and in the hospital, so...
Yeah.
Hopefully next week when they do another update, everybody's home and a lot better. Because, yes, that bronchitis that's been going around this year, the kid had it upstairs. And, oh, man, she was miserable for about a week. It's a nasty cold thing that's floating around this year.
Yeah, some people in the office at work have been out with flus and various things. And...
it's not a good year this year.
Well, wishes to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody makes it through the season.
Goodness gracious. With as little health issues as possible. Unless you're me. And in which case, you know. Whatever.
Don't get ear infections.
God, they suck. Yeah, I caught this one early enough this time that I'm not in as much pain.
That's good.
It just made the migraine interesting, that's all.
Yes, well.
One with interest. It'll be a short podcast.
Yep.
I've really been going places. I've been in school. It's work. A lot of work.
I believe we are on to our events.
Ooh.
So we've still got that a Canadian Afghan aid knit along going on.
The pillow that neither of us are working on that's due at the end of the month?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
So that's hosted by the Fiber Friends and Codependent Knitters?
It is, yes.
Okay. All of this linked in our show notes, of course.
They're along great with podcasts.
Several other podcasts also linked in our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea there was to knit at least one of the blocks from the A Canadian Afghan A book by GC Designs.
It's a wonderful book. We've not been doing so good with this whole filament.
I need to be home with enough brain power to know what a right cable is.
Yeah, I don't have the brain power. I'm at home, but oh man, the bandwidth. It's not there, folks. Oh, Leanna.
Oh, am I almost... Am I done my sock?
Are you done your sock?
No.
Oh, dear.
A couple more rounds.
Okay.
I was so close. I was really excited there for a second.
I can't wait. So, no, I don't know if I'll get the whole pillow done, but I might be done the front half by the end of the month.
Yeah, I'll call it a success if I'm done the front half.
Which is the harder half. The back half doesn't take that long. So I really just have to put down the shawl, which I'm currently working on, which I don't want to, because I've wanted to work on the shawl forever, and work on the pillow. So I don't know. I'll finish it. It just might be late, so that's fine.
That is the only knit along that we are currently participating in. There's the Ravel Linux.
Yes, which I have participated in. Now I just need to upload the pattern and put in for my medallion. They have another one where it's you frog a project.
Oh yeah, you were. What were you going to frog for that?
Either going to frog the mammoth shawl, because I've forgotten where I am in the cable repeat.
Oh.
I probably have to frog it anyway.
I'm so excited about that
one. Oh my god, and I'm also over half done. This is sad, but I'll just start it over again. It won't kill me. It's not like it took that long. Or my first boneyard shawl, which I will probably not go back to. Because I prefer the lighter, airy look that I have from the second one, which I finished for the Whatcha Knittin' Kitten Cow, as opposed to the denser fabric that I was getting out of the first one I was making. So, I have to decide and do that probably tomorrow. That's and then...
you have until the closing ceremonies on the 25th.
Yes. And then decide whether or not I want to see if I can bang out a sock and a half in that length of time and have a pair of socks done.
Good luck, because it's already the 18th today.
It is. It doesn't take long once I sit down. Like, I've only put in 2 hours on the crocheted socks.
Hmm.
So it's been my sort of pickup while I'm watching Critical Role.
There's not enough D&D in your life.
There's not enough nerdy D&D in my life.
That's all right. I'm going to start listening to the podcast when I get through my current backlog of knitting podcasts.
They're just so wonderful, and it's really good in a podcast format. I'm redoing season one, like their first campaign in podcast format, because it's just nice to listen to while you're doing other things. So it slowed me down, because if you think my once a quarter podcast listening of Dan Carlin's Hardcore History, which can go anywhere from 2.5 to 5.5 hours is long, they have over 119 episodes that are a minimum 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
Oof.
They average 4 hours.
I can tell you precisely how many episodes there are.
I don't know. And I, of course,
how many episodes of Critical Role?
I watched Thursday live on Twitch.
115 episodes of Campaign 1.
There you go. And they are doing episode 6 of Campaign 2 this week on Thursday, which I do watch, because I do enjoy watching it and having it on the Twitch stream, which I put it on the Twitch stream on my TV, because my TV is linked up to my Xbox. So
I'm busy playing D&D on Thursday nights, so I can't watch it live, which is fair.
Speaking of D&D, I still got to buy that Divinity game. I do that tonight.
The online D&D game.
Yeah. Divinity. I need to pick that up.
No, I need to link that. Is that on Steam?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's easier to link then.
It is. You need to buy it. You need to do. So we can play online together via our Steam accounts.
I haven't played a video game in probably since before I started working.
All I play right now is Stardew Valley, because I am suckered and hooked into it, and I need a new time sink. We're not really. I'll go start playing video games. So
clearly, you need to start streaming that and then become a famous Twitch streamer and make money.
Well,
that's how that works, right?
I would be okay streaming. I don't think anybody wants to listen to me yell at my computer screen when I don't see stuff, but it could be funny. And I do have a Twitch stream.
Surprisingly entertaining.
I might have you teach me how to do that, and I might do that just for fun. because I like playing video games, and I really don't care what the internet thinks. I am on the internet. I get insults. I get told not to. I don't care. You don't like me to watch. One of my favorite. Okay, super segue. One of my favorite, all-time favorite online YouTube makeup artists. And again, I am a makeup artist, so I enjoy watching other makeup artists.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Manny MUA. Manny, makeup artist. And he always, oh, this might get us clean, but this, I will bleep out the swear word. And he always goes, and if you don't like us, then don't watch. And I'm just like, exactly. If you don't like it, don't watch.
Yeah, like. Just because I'm here doesn't mean you're obligated to watch.
You're not.
You don't like it, go somewhere else.
Uh-huh. Well, I've had some people tell me I'm too fat to be on the internet. My response was block.
Yeah, that's a good response.
Mm-hmm. I'm not fat. I'm a shape. It happens to be circular, because I like donuts, and I don't care.
I tend not to use voice chat when I play online video games, because the instant they find out I'm a girl, it's... They're either 100% don't care, or 100% not okay with it, and they get really rude really fast.
I generally don't have as much of a problem with the girl factor as I do the blind factor. And I tell people when I'm playing online games with other people, I usually play with a group of friends, and there's always some random people. And we tell them before the game starts, I'm visually impaired, I'm legally blind. There is a lot of stuff I don't see anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it. This is why I play one types of characters, and that's it, because that's all I can do. And I'm happy in my corner, doing my thing, fine. And somebody inevitably goes, did you see that? Because I can't help myself. The internal asshat that lives inside my body goes, nope. Out loud, you're correct. The blind lady didn't see what was going on. What you forgot to ask if she gave two farts. Because she doesn't. And she told you before we started. Stop whining.
Internet.
I love it and I hate it all at the same time. Oh, it's so good.
We were supposed to be talking about knitting.
We were in events.
We were.
Look at my pretty shawl. It's such a pretty color. I'm so excited. I've wanted to knit with this yarn since it came home.
It's been like almost a year you've been talking about this yarn.
And I'm finally making something out of it. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh, word. We have a new event to add to our list.
Oh, do we?
On the 24th, we're going to go to Hillary's Yarnoriums open house. We didn't make it to the Christmas one. We were under the weather and we just had too much to do.
Yeah.
But we can definitely make it before we go to the, I forget, themed birthday party we have to go to. What theme is it?
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Thank you.
Because he's turning 42.
I read the books and I'm not that into it, but I'll go to the party. Specifically on the invite, it says you don't have to dress up if you don't want to. I don't want to, so no, I'm not going to.
No, I'm totally bringing my don't panic towel.
You have a don't panic towel. It makes sense to.
Anyway, yeah, so Hillary's Yarnorium. Hillary's Magical Yarnorium.
It is, which we bought yarn. You've bought yarn from before. I haven't bought yarn from yet. I got fiber?
I think you got fiber,
yeah. I have fiber from her.
I have yarn and fiber from her.
I want to go pick up some of her nerdy colorways.
She does do fantastic nerdy colorway names.
Because it's amazing and I want to knit dice bags.
Mmm.
Dice bags. And line them with the fabric I bought just for it.
Sounds like you have plans.
Oh, do I have plans? Because what I need is more stuff on my to-do list.
We're hosting some knit-alongs.
We are!
We've got our Year of the Sock, where you knit a pair of socks every month, and every finished pair of socks will get you an entry into the grand prize thingamajig at the end of the
muffins.
Year.
I don't have February's FO thread up yet. Sorry.
Well...
Bad Jocelyn! Stop leaving me with the technology! I can't social media and technology at the same time!
So you can use hashtag Year of the Sock on Instagram. But this is going to be a Ravelry contest. So we will shortly have an FO thread up for February.
I will fix that today because I have to get onto the computer to download Steam games. I will fix that today, folks.
Post a picture of your finished pair of socks in the February FO thread or a link to your project page.
Mm-hmm.
That will also do.
Oh yeah, I'll link to the project. I can follow the link if you can't post and you don't want to pay the small fee that Ravelry charges for you to post straight to Ravelry for the photos. And don't use a...
I can post photos.
I know on my phone sometimes I can't.
I don't think there's any pay thing. I think it's just sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know enough about Ravelry. Some people use third-party stuff.
I don't think there's anything paid on Ravelry. I think they do it out of the goodness of their hearts, which is amazing. Because I know how much work that is.
So there's that. But, yeah, no, we're doing that. You have to be in the Ravelry thread to count for prizing.
Yes.
And you have till I post a picture of my socks every month for the thread to close. Please note, as of our recording on the 18th of February, I still haven't bothered to post a photo for January socks. So if you think this is a hard end deadline, you would be wrong. It's not. Red, I'm talking to you. You haven't posted your photo.
Yeah. Get in there. We know you have socks.
We know you have socks. We finished the socks on time, too.
You waved the socks in front of my face. You better post those.
Oh, heavens. So there's that. Which runs for the year, because I'm learning how to make socks this year, so I've invited the internet to join me. And not to learn, finish socks. Finish a second sock and put it in. Enter the Grocer Girls sock knit-alongs, which is Sock Talk or Sock Bash. The Fiber Friends are starting a sock thing that the Knitmore Girls have Operation Sock Drawer. There are a bazillion sock contest giveaway things. Enter all of them.
Yep.
Including ours. Totally counts.
Do it up.
Full finished pair of socks every month-ish.
It can be short socks, too. Do they have to be adult socks, or can they be child socks?
I'm going to say it has to be adult socks. Kids' socks don't count. Because then you'll have babies and toddlers, children. Where do you draw the line there? That has to be adult-footed socks.
If you just happen to be an adult with child-sized feet, counts. That's okay.
That's still fine. If you're size 6 foot or size 5 foot, you're still an adult. You still get to put the socks on.
So, there you go.
I have a size 10 foot.
We also have our podcast anniversary knit along.
Yeah.
Which is hashtag podcast happy pod NKP. Hashtag happy pod NKP 2018.
Yes.
Yes. That is in the show notes, if that is too many words. So you just knit something by Shannon Cook by the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
Or whenever I finish mine. Since you have finished yours as of today.
I literally have to wait for it to be done drying and then weave in my ends. And the instruction said block and then weave in ends. So I'm doing it per pattern.
So you have until the end of March or I finish mine. My Rivers wrap, which you'll notice I did not mention at all today.
Well, you know.
Because I haven't worked on it in 2 weeks.
Now whose problem is that?
Yeah. So if you're posting on ends, this is also going to be another Ravelry contest.
Yeah.
Do we have the finished objects for that one?
I believe so, yes. I believe I put that up.
So post in there if you would like to qualify for prizes. Who do we have for prizes for that? We have the Noble Ruby Designs. Oh, what was the name of the colorway?
I could go get it for you.
It was like Swanky or something.
Fancy Schmancy.
Fancy Schmancy, that was it. And it was purpley colored.
So cute.
And Cloud9 Fiberworks also donated
some yarn. Saying. She did, yes.
Yeah, I don't remember what colorway that was called.
Oh, that was long ago. I don't remember. It's freaking pretty, though.
Yeah.
They're both very beautiful skins.
We'll maybe dig those out and show you guys next week.
Possibly, yeah. It'd be a good thing. I'm also going to be tossing in some notions and some bags into the prizing, so.
Nice.
That way there's a mass prize for people when we are done. Which I think is only fair.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
It is.
Hashtag HappyPodNKP2018 on Instagram so we see your stuff.
Yeah.
And hashtag VeryShannon so that Shannon Cook can see your stuff on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want prizes, go Ravelry.
Go Ravelry. Yeah.
Okay, so other stuff coming up. We talked about that. Stash Dash will be in the summer. That's hosted by the Knit Girls.
It is. Ravelimix is going on right now.
Till the 25th. The Manitoba Fiber Festival is coming up. That's our local fiber festival at the Assiniboine Downs in September 14th to 15th.
I'm off to Knit City this year.
Yep, that is September 29th and 30th in Vancouver.
Paid for the hotel. I need to pay for tickets and an airplane flight. But the theory is I'm going to Knit City this year.
Yeah, you should maybe do that.
I was going to finish paying for school first. Which is coming up this month.
Fair enough. Yeah. Oh, the honeymoon plan changed.
Okay. Sure.
Just thinking of other traveling that I'm doing at that time of year.
We're doing a lot of stuff this year. There will be more things. There's always more things. There will be more Netalongs. I think the Cozy Up with the Stitchin' Sisters might be doing a Stephen West Netalong. And if they do, y'all know I'm jumping in on that one.
No, maybe I'll finally get started with my eyeball shawl.
Because heavens knows I've got, six or seven more shawls from Stephen West I want to make.
Of course.
I really enjoy his shawls. They're fun. No, I'm not done the Speckle Pop Mr. Netalong.
Everybody shush.
Thank you, Internet. I remember. I also know that if I hold off, I can have a count for Stash Dash. And it is no small beast.
True.
So I think I might do that. I'm going to keep puttering away with all of the shawls that are almost complete, but I think I want to leave it so that I'm down to that last quarter for Stash Dash, so I can have, like, a super big impressive goal, and then just look really cool. I also have to do something with all of my granny squares.
Yeah. I found my bag of granny squares.
Yeah.
I think I might make an ugly blanket with that for Stash Dash.
Why not?
Stitch them together, do a border, it counts.
Mm-hmm. So long as you're actually doing some crocheting or knitting. Not just weaving in ends or repairing.
I weaved in all my ends as I went.
I did for a lot of them, but not for all of them. Some of the times I like to leave the ones on the very, very outside, because I use those and I split and tie them off to secure them.
Mm.
If I'm not crocheting a border. And if I'm crocheting a border, I just crochet the ends into the border.
That's the way to go.
So I'm, for the most part, I'm not worried about it.
That seems to be all of our events.
I think that's all we've got at the moment. Heavens knows there will be more, because there's always more. Always more.
That means it's time for a book review.
It's time.
It is time.
Woohoo!
Alright, this week we are reviewing this book. Which is mirrored, so I can't read it in there like I was hoping. It's Quick Knits from Classic Elite Yarns. It is a library book, but it retails for US $24.95, and there is a sticker on here that said it retailed for $27.95 in Canada.
That must have been $4 change. books got more expensive recently for Canadians.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Okay, so, I have this thing about Quick Knits. I understand it's February. I understand we haven't even had our birthdays yet. And my brain's already, what am I knitting for Christmas?
Well, you're really on the ball this year.
Because in December, I always participate in the Knitmore Girls Grinchalong. I've never won, maybe one day, because I would love to own a Grinchalong bag. That would be freaking amazing. But that's not the point. The point is, I don't stress holiday knitting in December because I am not holiday knitting in December. I'm done. I'm done by the end of November. Super done. But it does mean that if I'm smart about it, I start in March and I just start making one thing here, one thing there, one thing here, one thing there. By the time November rolls around, I'm pretty much finished.
Everybody in my life wants socks, so wear the socks.
My family always wants all sorts of different things. And there's some stuff I want to do that's, like, unique to each person. Like, I need to find glyphs, charted things, really clear picture diagrams of the magic symbols. Because my partner is a huge Magic the Gathering fan.
Ah.
I'm a huge Magic the Gathering fan. I went to knit him some Magic the Gathering panels. That can either form blanket or pillows or whatever he wants me to make out of them, but I need to do the charted glyph parts first. And then go, I've made this, but I don't know what to make this into, tell me. Or they're going to end up in the middle of a jumper for you, a la Ron Weasley style. So, make your mind up. He might actually vote for that.
He might.
Oh man, could you imagine? Do it on the yoke. Give him a yoked sweater.
That would actually be amazing.
Wouldn't that be cool?
All the various land symbols as a yoke.
So. Yeah, I would have to start in April.
I was going to say, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not starting tomorrow.
Start working on the chart tomorrow.
That I could do. I could start working charting it out over March and then start in April.
Yeah.
That I could do, because I know what size he is. I would hope so after 4 years. I also, for 2.5 years, worked exclusively in a menswear store. It's not hard for me to guess what size men or women are.
Hmm.
know, for a decade in retail, we'll do that for you.
We were supposed to be reviewing a book.
How good was I about guessing your size when we go shopping?
Pretty good. Gotta say.
We were doing a book. So, that brings me right back to the quick knit thing. So I'm always looking for good projects to knit as gifts. But I don't really do birthday presents. I don't really do the other sort of stuff during the year. I don't really want birthday presents. So it works. I want people to come out and eat food with me. But Christmas. Boy, do I love giving gifts at Christmas. Gotta knit Lorraine some Christmas balls this year.
Yep.
That's gotta happen. Okay. Might knit my mother some Christmas balls too. Just to watch her go, really, thanks, I'm for my cats to chase.
So you're knitting your mother some cat toys.
Yes, I am. Gotcha. Shall we go over which ones caught your eye?
Sure.
I'll even open up the book I take show notes in, which if you guys haven't noticed, I haven't actually looked at till now. Hey, look, I wrote down patterns.
Oh, good. My first thing is on page 55.
Mine's on 16.
Okay, what is your thing?
The floppy hat.
A floppy hat. We weren't smart and got a piece of paper this time.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Do you just want to get up and grab a piece of paper?
Yep. Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do. There's nothing
we can really do about that. We don't want to show the patterns on the screen, but we do want to be able to show the pictures. So I've got to learn that the camera's there. You guys, I have a face for podcasting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My coffee's cold.
No, wait, that's not even the right page.
I don't like cold coffee. I have to have 171 stitches on this thing before I can start the next section. Yeah, I'm going to be doing this for a while. It's so nice looking, though!
Okay.
This make one here. That was a... not so good.
Okay, if I do it like this, I can show the picture.
Oh my gosh. Or you can just describe the hat. That's also an option, too.
It's a garter stitch floppy hat.
Well, everyone keeps saying that, you know, I need to give hats a try, and I don't have a garter stitch floppy hat. So, maybe?
Yeah.
I need more wintry hats. I also have a lot of friends who can wear floppy, slouchy hats, including the lady sitting beside me.
I do like a good floppy, slouchy hat.
Just, I need more than if anything, to add to her repertoire so we're not hearing about the same two hats all the time.
I know, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll knit a second sockhead hat.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that's getting bold!
I know.
The next thing wasn't until page 84.
Okay. Then I will jump in at page 55.
Okay. By the way, the print could be bigger. People who do publishing of books, large print. Okay. Just do large print. Not because I'm going blind and I want large print, though mostly because of that. But because it's a lot easier for people to look down and look at something on a paper print if it's not tiny. What are we looking at?
We are looking at the Dawn hat, which... Can I get it to color nicer?
No.
Okay, well, it's supposed to look like a nice blue hat with a stripey bit. It just all looks kind of dark right here.
That's okay.
Unfortunately.
It happens.
Anyway.
I'll get some soft boxes, and then we can be super blind when we record. But the lighting will be better for the screen.
The lighting will be amazing.
Yeah, except we'll be blind, and we won't know where we're looking. Because it is so bright. One of my girlfriends does a... she's high-functioning Asperger's on the autistic scale, and she has a podcast to help raise awareness and so people can understand what it's like. So I sat down and I filmed with her for a couple of things for her, and yeah, she's got softboxes. The video turned out amazing. Couldn't see a thing. She's like, look here! I'm like, where? Sure!
Anyway, so I like the stripey hat because it's just a nice basic hat with an interesting stripey bit.
You also have a lot of, like, yarns that would work well with a random stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
On page 84, I liked the Anne mitts. Because I like mitts.
Anne mitts. Oh, this has a left mitt, right mitt pattern.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty.
Okay.
Oh, they don't look complicated. And a quick knit isn't, which is good.
They're nice and tall, which is nice. And they're fingerless and have a proper thumb gusset and everything.
Yes.
I like it.
Yep.
I'm going to have to knit some fingerless mitts so that have actual fingers, I think.
Oh, the ones with the individual fingers in them?
Okay. Yeah, the individual fingers, but they don't have the tips.
Okay. That'd be weird, but okay. I would get really annoyed.
I think if you do it in thin enough, yeah, if you do it in, like, a fingering weight,
I
think...
No, I would just get annoyed at picking up that many stitches.
Oh, I have some mittens that I like back on page 69.
Oh my. Well, you shouldn't have let me skip ahead.
Sorry.
Mittens are a thing, guys.
So I liked the Grove mittens. They look really nice and cozy.
They do.
Yeah.
It's a nice pattern for it.
There we go. There we go. That lighting's better.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice pattern for it.
They look really nice and thick and cozy with nice long, not sleeves, cuffs?
Cuffs.
Cuffs. Nice great. Long cuffs. Not sleeves. You don't have sleeves on mittens.
What is the purpose of a short cuff? You just expose your wrist to the elements.
Yeah, I think those things are for the people that don't live in properly cold places.
Okay, that's where fair. It's
more of a fashion choice than a necessity. These ones look like they can be a fashionable necessity.
Okay, see, like, that's it. That I can get behind. I just really... Then your wrist is cold, and we live in a place that gets to minus 40 Celsius on a regular basis, which is minus 40 Fahrenheit. Really?
And of course, I like some other fingerless mitts that have color work and texture.
This is not a shock, folks. If you're new to the podcast, Diana likes color work and texture. I like cables. Specifically,
traditional color work. I also like the look of cables. I hate knitting cables.
I don't mind knitting cables at all.
The duet mitts?
Yes, the duet mitts are cute. Would not be making them because I'm not into color work.
Love color work. And it's only a little bit of color work.
I'm going to give color work a try. We're going to do some color work this year. Because I feel like I need to give it a honest go before I go negative captain, not for me. However, first I need to track down a 9mm crochet hook. Really? I really want to make that cowl.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
That we reviewed in a magazine a couple episodes ago. It's a color work cowl. But it requires a 9mm hook.
Wasn't that one Tunisian crochet, too?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Alright, you have fun with that.
Yeah, I live in Canada. I don't know if y'all know this about me. It's not easy to get stuff here sometimes.
Internet!
Amazon has not been helpful.
No?
Oh. They want to sell me sets. I don't want a set. I just want the one 9mm hook. And the sets don't even go to 9mm. Why are you showing me when I specifically looked for Tunisian crochet hook in 9mm? I don't want a 2mm or a 3mm. I already own those. I'm already on a 3.25mm right now for socks. It's not Tunisian, but it is a crochet hook. I want the 9mm Tunisian crochet hook. Internet, help me. Where do I find this?
It's a big hook.
It's huge, but it's also done out of a super bulky yarn. So it would make sense if you want a smaller hook.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I understand why the hook needs to be as big as it needs to be. But my brain's like, yeah, my one singular local yarn store doesn't carry it.
No, it's a knitting store anyway. Yep. It has a couple of crochet things, but they're not so big on the crochet.
Which is weird because I don't understand the difference. It's both the crafting hobby. I think it's wonderful, but okay. My only other option is Michaels and Walmart. And I live in a capital city of a province. Tis sad, folks. Tis very sad.
It's a small city.
We're still a capital city of a province.
Still a small city.
Still a capital city of a province, folks. You should have more than one knitting store.
So the next thing that I liked was on page 134.
Oh, well, the next thing I liked was on page 99.
Okay, well, let's go to page 99. Let's go to 99, not past 99.
So we can look at leg warmers.
Leg warmers.
Can you tell it's been cold?
Okay.
I wear knee-high socks and knee-high boots, and I'm thinking leg warmers. Not just for me, but for my niece as well. Because both of us love wearing tights and leggings and jeggings. Mine is because I had abdominal surgery and have a really big scar where zippers sit, and it doesn't like zippers. So I tend not to wear pants with zippers.
Fair enough.
And my niece because she's 11 and doesn't like things that aren't stretchy.
Stretchy things are great. I'm wearing stretchy pants right now.
So that's fine. So I'm thinking leg warmers. For me or my niece. Possibly both of us. Because her legs are like toothpicks, so it'll take me no time at all.
True.
I could probably magic loop them. Not going to lie, her legs are so skinny! But socks would take a significantly long period of time because she's a size 8 lady's foot at 11.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not knitting her socks till she's done growing, like 18, 19. It's just not happening until she's an adult. We think she's getting ready to grow again.
I'm gonna feel short soon.
Hang on, my alarm tells me it's time to feed the cat. I've turned it off now. Yes, okay, that's right, I have an alarm.
Sometimes she's still asleep, like it's
having,
fine.
I like having naps Sunday afternoon sometimes. It's something you can do when you get up in the morning. You can lie down in the sun in the middle afternoon and have a half hour before you come in the morning.
Only on days where you're not at work.
Yeah, well, that's what Sunday afternoon's for.
Actually, at work we have a massage chair, so I could book time in the massage chair and just have a nap. I could do that.
You lied. You too can nap at work.
I can too nap at work.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, pretty sweet workplace, guys. All right. I didn't tell you what happened after page 99.
Yeah, what happens after 99?
Another page number. 104.
104.
The twisted lace socks.
Yes.
I can't see lace. Wait, I don't know why these are on the list.
I'm going to go for, actually, this teensy little picture right here.
Sure.
It's... There we go.
For the record, I just drank espresso and I'm tired.
That's not a right picture.
It's a pretty pair of socks and it's a really lovely lace pattern.
I don't know how I feel about lace socks. I don't want holes in my socks.
Whereas I'm thinking about a third of the way into spring, I'm still wearing shoes. Like, my God, am I done with socks? My feet are hot and I don't like it. So, like, lace weight socks or socks with holes in it just make a lot of sense to me. You also have that really, you're going to go somewhere and you're going to be at somebody's house and you want to show something off. And you're like, in April, May, you don't really want, and you get your nice lightweight shawl. But there's just something about that. Bam! And I do these really super delicate socks.
True.
Suck it, am I gifted.
Super humble.
Not even remotely. Don't give two farts. Don't even give half a fart.
What's next?
I have page 129.
Okay, 129. That would be the Aspen wrap.
You finally made it to wraps and shawls, you guys.
Oh.
There was a lot of hats and mitts and stuff in the beginning. I was like, uh-oh. But we found a wrap.
There we go.
For me.
That's still a horrible lighting.
Well, you can always just describe it because we still technically do an audio podcast. So the people who are listening have no idea what you're doing.
That's a good point. I am currently holding a book on. A shrug. No, it's not a shrug. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. And that's a wrap. No. It is a turtleneck cowl without sleeves. Cowls don't have sleeves.
They don't. It's a general thumb. No.
It is a turtleneck capelet?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Turtleneck cowl would work, too.
It like, goes over your head and comes down to your elbows.
And again, I'm thinking fall.
That'd be a cozy fall thing.
Because then I can throw it on in the mornings, run into the house when it's cold, but in the afternoon, daytime, when you're out, and it's too warm for it, I pull it off, and I drape it over the strap for my bag. Not as big as a coat, and I don't need a coat, but in that early morning and the evening when I just want a little bit of extra,
yeah,
it's perfect. And a turtleneck makes it nice and cozy, and then the girls heat up, and then I'm fine because the rest of me is really warm. We were walking around in minus 20 weather today. Did I have my hat on? No. I finally put my mitts on. Was my scarf done up? No. Was my coat fully done up? No.
Yes, well. You grew up in the Arctic.
I really did.
You're more used to this.
I really am. I still don't like minus 40.
Minus 40 is cold, by all standards. Cold,
by all standards. Minus 20 is fine. Did you like anything else, or is this just all me now?
No. On page 134, I liked the fresco shrug.
So did I!
Which is a seed stitch shrug with lace detail on the cuffs.
We should make matching shrugs in different colors.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. See?
Wouldn't that be cool?
There we go.
It's pretty.
It is pretty. I'd probably do it in a slightly different color. But...
Well, yeah, but it's nothing to switch out a color if you don't like one or the other. Because we can tell because they do it all the time.
I think really, really lovely. And I totally wouldn't spend all my time just like petting it and playing with the lace. Totally wouldn't do that. I totally wouldn't wear holes in my shrug from petting it. because it has a nice texture.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing mine in cashmere.
I might wear holes in yours, petting it.
Blame your, at that point, husband. Why are you petting Jocelyn? I don't know, I've just gotten used to her doing it. I'm soft and fuzzy, nice. Do you want to pet me in public too? It'll creep out your brother, who I'm dating, but I don't care. On page 133, I liked the Willoughby.
So much work flipping the things.
133? 183? What number did I write?
53? Neither of the things you said. There we go. Yes, 153 is the Willoughby.
Look, guys, my writing is amazing. Don't you think? It's so good.
So that's this thing.
It's super big and loopy, and it's so clear when I write it, but when I'm looking at it later, it just never works out that way for me, anyway.
So this is a shawl? It's a shawl, it's a wrap, it's a lace stole. It's a lace stole. There we go. Oh my
gosh. Mostly because I am desperately trying to find something that screams knit for Diana's wedding. Mm. Or knit for, like, my grandmother, or, you know, something where I could take it to church. I could take it to some of these like, sort of classier old lady-ish things that I like to do, like tea houses.
It's a very nice tea house sort of a shawl wrap thingamajig.
If I'm out for summer in my summer dresses, I want a nice light lacy shawl thing. And those, I'd be honest, are probably just knit in white.
Yeah.
Because I look good in white. And I wear really bold colored dresses. You guys will see it this summer when it comes around to my summer wardrobe. They're loud. And I like them. And I'm beige. So it's hard to wear beige when you are beige. There's a lot of beige that doesn't work for you.
Fair enough.
This is kind of okay right now because I'm at like my lightest shade. But I can't really wear it that early spring until I'm tan. Because I have to transition out of, like, the oatmeal beige color.
I don't change color. I'm just pale all the time.
Always different. Listen, my arm is a different color from my leg.
It's white.
February, folks, and I'm already 3F in different colors.
I'm just white. I'm boring.
I give up. Anyway, what do we got left? I have one more.
I have also one more, which happens to be on the very next page.
Ooh, well, mine's on page 196. That number's a lot clearer.
So I liked the Bridgewater, which you can't tell from this picture, is actually a square shawl. So it's just a garter stitch on the bias with some lace around that and then a fancy lace edging. You totally can't tell from this picture.
No, you can't.
But I swear it's square. There's a diagram on the next page. It is square. It is really pretty. But the bulk of the shawl is garter stitch. So that's far less intimidating.
Yes. It's a really pretty shawl.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't scream at me. It's something I needed to make. The last thing, here's a shocker. It's a blanket.
190 what?
Sixth. It's called the Forbidden Blanket.
The Forbidden Blanket. Ah, yes, the Forbidden Blanket. I will do this.
And again, it's because I'm on a hunt for a good blanket pattern to make for my grandma. And if I'm honest, for myself, because boy, wouldn't that make an amazing throw on a couch?
There we go.
I'm almost 6 feet tall. Throws need to be blankets, guys. Otherwise, they're too short.
It's a very nice looking blanket.
It's a cool blanket. And it's not a complicated blanket or a hard blanket. It's just a nice, simple patterned blanket that once you got that repeat in your head, you can just go. And then it's a watch a lot of Critical Role and chill kind of situation.
Yeah.
We're going to sit down and I'm going to watch a 4-hour long Twitch stream. I can get a lot of progress done on something like that and still enjoy the Twitch stream.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking. We made it through all the patterns.
We did. What did you think of the book as a whole?
I thought the instructions were well written out. Again, I'd love a larger font, but I'd always love a larger font for the most part. The photos are so bad.
That was my thought.
Gosh.
Like, the square shawl, but you can't tell it's a square shawl until you read the pattern.
It's fine. Again, it's just, and you always want to say, but it's okay to do fashion shots, because it's okay to do fashion shots.
So long as you also...
all have the knitwear shots in a knitting book.
Yeah.
If it was a book on fashion, then all I want is the fashion shots. I don't want the knitwear shots. But it's not. This is a book on and about making knitwear. I want to see the knit part of the wear. So yeah, now the photos could have been way better.
But the rest of it was good.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I didn't have a huge problem with the color styles or selections for their samples. They didn't really do anything that sort of screamed, "This is amazing!" Nice, solid book. I don't have a problem with it. Nothing in there screamed, "I need to make it." I had a lot of stuff I liked, and I certainly would make. But not, it's not like a Curls or a Curls 2. It's not like, "God, yes, all of this. I need to make all of this right now." Or even any of it. Oh, the Grocery Girls were talking about a book that they picked that you can buy electronically. I'll find it for next week, because I think I might buy it. Because it's all Canadian designer knitwear, and I liked a lot of the photos they were showing.
Nice.
So I'm going to track it down and see if I want to buy it, and if I do, I'm going to.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But yeah, no, I mean, not bad, but... I'm mediocre on my recommendation.
So that was Classic Elite Quick Knits, mm-hmm. or Quick Knits by Classic Elite Yarns.
Yes. Now on the bright side, it means, with the end of the review, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Diana's going to talk to you about a whole bunch of information you may or may not care about. But if you've made it this far, oh, hey, great. If you're new, thanks for watching. We don't get any less crazy. It's just, this is how we are. And if you're a returning viewer, wow, hey, this is our faces. Feel free to stick to audio if we frighten you. Don't blame you.
We're frightening?
I can be. I'm a morning person. I'm told I'm frightening all the time.
Wait, I'm only frightening in the morning.
My sister came downstairs last night. No, she's like, "I'm tired." I'm like, "It's 10 o'clock. Go to bed." She's like, "Oh, no, I'll get up at 6. And my brain was like, "And the problem with that is what?" Every day, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can find us on Ravelry, Instagram, and Facebook as Northern Knits Podcast. Our blog with all our show notes is at northernknitspodcast.com. You can also email us at northernknitspodcast@gmail.com. Jocelyn, where can you be found on the internet?
You forgot to say we have an affiliate link.
Oh, yes, that's new.
That is new.
Yes, right before we started podcasting, we have an affiliate link with Amazon.
She had to do something while I was having my lunch.
So now when we post links to our review books, it'll be via Amazon. So if you buy stuff from Amazon, use our affiliate link, and we get 10%.
It helps us pay for domain and hosting. And yes. Upgrades to equipment.
Yes, because maybe one day we will be able to afford some actual nice recording equipment.
Oh, man, then we'll just have to lug it around.
It doesn't even take up that much space.
Or you're getting a car, it'll be fine.
Yeah, there's like a little microphone, and then it plugs into a box, and that's it.
Which works.
Box plugs into a computer.
Right now, we work off of my tablet and my tripod.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I work off my tablet a lot for a lot of things. And I bought a tripod for myself, because I do these things. But yeah, no, I think there were some soft boxes and stuff. So yeah, it would definitely help us put it towards just sort of keeping the lights turned on and keep going, which, sweet. So long as you go through the affiliate link, they don't care what you buy. They really don't.
So especially if you're going to buy expensive stuff, please use our affiliate link.
Or don't. You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, it's not on the side on YouTube. It's below, yes?
It'll be
right,
in the description
box. Right, because the
recommendations
box. On the side.
Yeah, the recommendations
are
on the side, yeah.
Or maybe they're over there, depending on how it's... I'm assuming that what I'm seeing is how it will be on the internet, in which case it's there. And
it's
going to
be in the
there.
Description box
it's
below.
Be there.
How about that for you? It's in the doodly-doo below.
The doodly-doo.
Yeah.
Where can you be
That's
back?
Great. Fingers pointing everywhere. I love it. I'm on the internet as Amber Dragon, spelled AmberDragun. If you find me on Ravelry, you'll find the picture of my face, and from there, it's not hard to track me down if you feel like you want to stalk me. Google owns my soul, and Amazon has shares, so feel free to pitch into that. Otherwise, I'm on Ravelry. I'm on Instagram. If you tweet at us, we should have a Twitter feed. If you Instagram at us or Ravelry us, most of the time it's me replying.
Generally, yeah.
Facebook. Usually me.
Social media in general. Usually Jocelyn.
Because I'm giving up this tech thing. It's going back to Diane. I'm done with it. It's just not working for me.
Okay. I can be found on Instagram as Firewater and Fiber. Fiber spelled F-I-V-E-R. And I am on Ravelry as Woolrat. That is wool hyphen rat. I'm also on Twitter as Artemis underscore 134, but I don't really talk about knitting stuff on there. But hey,
you find me anywhere else on the internet, I talk about a whole bunch of stuff. You're on your own.
And so that's that.
That's it. That's all she wrote. Episode 49, right?
Yes.
Is done and in the books.
Woo!
Holy Hannah. It feels like we've been doing this forever and yet not that long. I can't believe it's almost been a year.
It's a year. Crazy talk. Madness.
I feel like there isn't enough acquisitions. I think one of us will have to go start buying stuff.
I mean, I can just start bringing a few skeins of yarn from my stash every time and show those off.
No, you need to buy new yarn.
But I just found space for all my new yarn in my box. I can't buy any new yarn until some of it goes away.
Says who?
Says me when I bought the giant box and said, okay, all my yarn must fit in this box.
I am up to three giant totes and a 4.5 foot wall section. Five and a half foot wall section.
I don't want my partner's Warhammer collection in yarn.
No, I don't have anywhere near your partner's Warhammer collection in yarn. He still beats me.
Yeah.
And so long as my yarn collection never exceeds the cost or space requirements of the board gaming Appalachian Mountains that my partner owns, boy, oh, am I okay. And I am nowhere near the dollar value. I will actually outstrip and double the space requirements before I get through the dollar value.
Yeah.
So I'm fine.
Yep. All right, then.
That's it. That's all.
Well, that's a wrap.
Ta-da. So until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And we'll say that no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit. You're going to have to push the stop button because I can't see the buttons.
Button.